Hi guys, welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach, and happy Wednesday, guys. Woo! We're just gonna be catching up and yapping.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a minute, so we just have a lot to catch up on. So that's what today's episode is gonna be about, just us catching up and what's been happening in our lives.
And this podcast episode is gonna have some structure because we both wrote down bullet points.
Yes.
I'll go first. Did everybody else listen to the What We Said podcast about, what is it, beautifying your life?
Oh, yes, yes. It was so good. I texted Rach as soon as I was listening to it that morning.
I know.
On my way to school, I was like, Rach, please listen to the What We Said episode this week.
It was so good. They talked about the Martha Stewart documentary, which if you haven't watched that, go watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I immediately had to watch it after that.
It was so good. And I'm not usually a documentary girl. It was so good. The vibes. So good. I watched it while wrapping Christmas presents.
Oh, that's fun.
And I loved it. But what was your biggest takeaway from the podcast? I texted you a couple things, but I want to know what you wrote.
I just loved, low-key, if you're good at something, do it. Literally. You know? The Martha Stewart documentary said that, but also they talked about that on What We Said. Like, they touched on it. It's like, you sent it to me as well, but it really struck me. It was like, if you're good at something, the people, and you start posting about it or doing it, the people are going to come to you. Like, if you start a business for, I don't know, baking cakes, you're amazing at baking cakes, the clientele and the people are going to come to you because you're good at it.
Yeah. Literally, this is exactly what I sent Reagan. I said, if you're good at something, people will come to you, and then good creative doesn't beg for attention. I freaking loved that. Yeah. And back to the Martha Stewart thing, she literally was just like, I am a homemaker and I wanted to make homemaking cool. Like, she was just like, it's and a bad thing.
And there was nobody else, like,
doing it.
And it's like, I'm going to show them how to make this recipe and make it aesthetic. I feel like she was one of the first people to make things, like, aesthetic, like, decorate her house aesthetically, make a table spread aesthetic, like, cute.
The OG charcuterie boards, like, you have a bunch of flowers out, vases full of stuff. Literally the most comfy, cozy vibes. And she was like, all of the women, their mothers worked. Because when she came into the world and all that stuff, it was the age where women could have jobs. Mm-hmm. And so all these women, their kids didn't know how to make food.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to cook mm-hmm. because their moms were working. And then she was like, a lot of women didn't know how to host. And they also said she was the OG influencer.
Yeah.
And they talked about how they were like, it wasn't even like she was trying to be an influencer. She just was, people wanted to be her.
Yeah, people wanted to watch what she was doing. They wanted to see how she was making her table cute, what plates she had, what cups, like what drinks she was making, like everything she did.
I know. And
can we talk about the freaking renovation of the house?
Oh my gosh, it looks so good.
I was like, is that house on the market? Like, I don't even know where it is. Somewhere in California?
No, I think it's Connecticut. Wait.
See?
Okay. I did watch the documentary.
Literally, I did
too. Hold on. We're Googling something really quick.
Turkey Hill, Connecticut.
Okay, so I was right.
So Reagan just gaslit me. Me in California, though. Not everything cool is in California.
I was like, I did watch it. I do feel like I can recall things.
No, yes.
Okay, Connecticut. But then she was the OG Hamptons girl. Like, yes. They literally talk about how she made the Hamptons, cool. like, a party place.
Literally. So, yeah, the renovation of that house was so freaking cute. I was like,
I know. Suddenly, I want to buy the most ratchet house. She said, give me the most rundown house in the nicest neighborhood.
Literally.
And that's what she did. And I was like, okay.
She's so cool.
I want to go buy a house now.
Not she's like so can. Cool. I mean, minus the jail and the cheating on her. That's in a
okay,
time.
We have to talk about that.
That was kind of crazy.
If you guys are watching that, if this is a spoiler, but I feel like we all know it. She literally talked about how her husband cheated on her. And the interviewer goes, well, didn't you cheat on him first? And she was like, oh, he was just an attractive Irish guy. It didn't mean anything. And I was like, hold on. And on her honeymoon, she made out with a guy in a cathedral.
Literally, I was like, girl, you just got married, like, a few days ago. What's happening here?
And he was a rich lawyer.
And she was like, it was so romantic in there. It was just the feeling in there. I'm like,
Tyler literally goes, so, POV, I'm in Italy, and I'm just, like, overwhelmed by the music in a cathedral, and I kiss someone. Is that cheating? I was like,
yes!
And he goes, okay, good. Because he was like, I'm confused. And no, she was like, that wasn't cheating.
She was trying to gaslight us.
I'm like, you're a narcissist.
Literally. So that was kind of lame, but everything else she did in
I know. The jail it, part. It inspired lame, me. But. It inspired me in the way that I was like, I think I'm taking, like, if you want to be an influencer, which I feel like everybody does, it's too serious. It's too mechanical now. There's people on TikTok who are like, if you want to blow up on TikTok, you have to do these three things. And it's literally just like, no, just be yourself. Literally. What you're good at, talk about what you love.
Exactly. I saw another TikTok this week. It's like, let's talk about being ourselves again.
Wait, are you talking about the Britney? They talked about Britney Broski on the podcast and how it was like, what do you like?
Yeah, but this week I did see a guy talk about being yourself. Wait, like, he was like, let's talk about being, yeah, we probably did.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, our For You pages are the same.
Great.
He was like, let's talk about being ourselves again. Like, what happened to being ourselves?
What do you
We're
like?
We're all trying to be like somebody else. And it's like, because, oh, you think, oh, they're cool. What they're doing is cool. Like,
I gotta do that.
Like, I do this. I am so guilty of this. I wake up, I'm trying to pick out an outfit. I'm like, what would...
What would Hailey Bieber wear today?
Like, literally, like, what would this person who I think is cool, like, on TikTok or Instagram, what would they do? Like, would they wear this?
Yeah.
It's like, what happened to, do you like it, Reagan? Is it cute?
Me trying to like flats so bad, and it's like, that's not meant for you, girl. You don't like them.
Yeah, don't like them.
I like the way they look on other people. Me, I'm like, hello, what is going on?
Yeah, it's like, what happened to... Wait, do I think this is cute? Or am I just doing this because everybody else is doing this? Literally, like, they talked about in what we said. It's like, what do you like?
Literally.
Like, let's go back to what do you
wait,
like?
Wait, was it the video of the guy? He was like, I am bringing... He's like, I'm an authenticity personality coach. Like, he literally was kind of like, consider this your crash course. And then he was like, film yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the same video. So I literally did that. I literally filmed myself without Tyler around, just in front of the mirror, and I just talked to myself, and I was like, what do I like? And this week, this brings me into what I actually wanted to talk about with you. I made a 10-minute long video. I didn't post it, but it was just for me. It was kind of just like a diary.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I talked to Ty about this, and I literally was like, I felt so ashamed for how much I loved being a mom. Because I feel like it's not cool. Everyone wants to be a girl boss. And here's my backstory. I'm one of 10 kids. And my whole life, I literally was like, I almost like resented my mom because I was like, oh, that's so lame. She's just a mom. Mm-hmm. Right? Ooh, I might get emotional. Ooh.
No.
I don't want to do that. No, but I literally was just like, I don't want to be my mom.
Yeah.
And it's just like that annoying teenage girl in me who's like, I don't want to be my mom at all. And then I was like, I'm going to go to law school, or like, I'm going to marry a doctor or whatever. I'm going to be this girl boss. I'm going to have one kid when I'm 35, and that's it. Well, I did in fact become a child bride at 18. I turned 19 2 weeks afterwards. I wasn't planning on that. My husband's brother was going to the Navy, and we wanted him to be part of the wedding. And, like, thank goodness we did it that way, because COVID happened literally the next weekend. But then, 3 years later, and Ty and I got pregnant with West. And that was kind of a surprise. Which, I was told it was going to take us a long time to get pregnant. And then, miraculously, I got pregnant right away. But we were thinking, like, oh, we have another year and a half. Because on average, even if you don't have fertility problems, it usually takes 8 to 12 months to get pregnant. Especially
you were on birth control.
I had an IUD. Oh, so coming off of it, your hormones, okay? So that was a surprise. And then I just kind of, my whole pregnancy was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't post about this at all, but like internally, I was just freaking out because I was like, I wanted to work longer. I wanted to have a career. And like, I knew that if I had this baby, I didn't. I thought I was going to be able to work while having the baby. And then Wes was born, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to work. And if you are a working mom, you're my hero, because I don't know how you do it. Literally, I'm so tired, and all I'm doing is watching him. Not all I'm doing. But then Wes was born, and I literally remember being in the hospital and calling my mom and my dad and just being like, I love being a parent so much. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
It feels like my truest calling in life. Mm-hmm. And I know not a lot of people feel that way, and I was embarrassed that I felt that way. Mm. So I loved it, and then there was all this guilt on top of it, and I was like, no, I still need to be a girl boss. So I was going out with my girlfriends, I was taking pictures in downtown Denver, and all this stuff, but at the same time, I'm fighting this feeling of being like, I honestly don't really even like this. I don't
like. I just want to be at home.
Yeah, I don't really want to be an influencer.
Do what I want to do.
I just want to be with him.
You want to post at home, like with him. Like,
yeah, I want to
be your mom thing.
Yeah, I want to do at home content. I want to be posting about the meals I'm making him.
Yeah.
Or like being a homemaker and like all this stuff. But I felt like that wasn't quote unquote cool, and I wasn't being true to my 15-year-old self. But then it was like, I went to therapy and I talked about this a lot, and it was like, girl, it's okay to change. It's okay to be wrong at 15.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be 23 and love being a young mom. I truly love it.
Yeah.
And I felt like, so I moved to Utah about almost a year ago, and it felt like the heavy reset I needed because it was like a fresh start. And I was living in Colorado at the time, and all the moms there are like 35, 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of young moms.
Like, yeah, whereas here in Utah, it's like not weird. It's not frowned upon. Nobody asked if I was the nanny. Everyone just assumed I was the mom.
Yeah.
Like, this week, Reagan and I went to a store, and they were like, who's the mom?
Which one is the mom?
And it's just so common. Like, they weren't even like, oh, are you into the nanny?
Yeah.
And it was just like, I feel so much more comfortable loving. And I've also just grown up in going to therapy and working through that. But now I'm like, almost like I appreciate my mom so much more because I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
I personally will not be having 10 kids, but I get it. Like, being a mom is so freaking fun.
And rewarding.
And then I've been like, so I made a new TikTok account because I just felt like I was lost at my old one and I was trying to be someone I wasn't. I want to be very authentic. And it was like, I can still love clothes and have a life outside of being a mom, but that is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody can take that from me.
Yeah, of course.
And so watching the Martha documentary, I was like, being a homemaker is cool.
Literally.
She made it look so bad. She was a billionaire.
Yeah.
And her job was being a homemaker.
Yeah.
And so I just felt so fueled, which is crazy because it's also the wintertime, and this is usually where my mental health goes downhill. But I just, it really spoke to me, so I'm glad you told me to watch it.
It's so inspiring. Yeah, it was so inspiring. And I thought the points that Chelsea and JC made on what we said this week were so true and, like, very inspiring for me, too. Like, just to, like, not be so serious, like, all the time. Like,
literally.
Actually, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, that's, like, not groundbreaking. Like, hello, Reagan. I know. But I struggle with that. Like, being like, I don't want to do this, start this, make something if it's not, like, 100%
perfect
and I love it and it's cool or whatever. It's like, bruh, nobody cares. Nobody cares what I'm doing.
Other people probably think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Other people probably think it's perfect. Like, Martha literally talked about her greatest downfall was the fact that she was a perfectionist.
Yeah.
People actually despise that about her.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the imperfections. The imperfections is what makes you relatable.
I fear I am a perfectionist, and that's my issue.
Back to oldest daughter syndrome.
Literally.
Type A.
So, that is my issue. But, yeah, like, it was just so inspiring to, like, listen to them be like, it actually doesn't matter. And find something you actually like. Like, what do you like to your core? Like, what is something you enjoy doing?
Mm-hmm.
Go do it. And the people are going to recognize that and see, like, wait, she's good at, like, painting. Or she's good at, like, decorating or whatever it is.
Yes.
And be like, I'm going to follow her. Or I want to see what she's doing. And not even to say you have to post about it, okay? Like, this is not being, like, become an influencer 101. Like, that's not what this is. Like, I'm not saying that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be an influencer. Like, sure, it would be lit to get sent stuff. And,
oh
like,
my gosh.
But whatever. Like, I'm not saying that. Just, like, literally.
Do things that make you happy.
Do things that make you happy. Like, we're only going to be on this earth at this time. So, it's like,
why not?
Why are we trying to do other things that we think people are going to think, oh, she's cool because she does this. It's like, no. Actually, I don't like doing that, so I'm not going to do it. Or, like,
exactly.
I love to, like, you know what I'm saying? Just find your passion, find what you love to do, and do it. You don't even have to post about it, take a picture, say anything.
Yeah.
But it will just bring you joy and, like, fulfillment in your life. Like, you want to feel like, oh, like, I actually enjoy doing
this.
My cup
is full. Yeah. Yes. My mantra, and we'll talk about this, but my mantra for 2025 is, if it's not a full body yes, it's a no. Now, that's not to say to not try things out, because there are fashion things that I've tried out, and I'm like, at first I'm kind of like, ooh, I don't know. And you go test it out. I think you should still try to do things that, like, are out of your comfort zone, But don't do it just because other people are doing it and they look cool doing it. Yeah. If you don't feel good about it, 100%. Then don't freaking do it. Mm. And this is something that I also wanted to talk about. I have always admired Reagan. Like, she dresses so cool. I literally am like, no, oh guys. My gosh.
You lying. No.
Stop. You can't. Don't yuck my yum, okay? Don't take this from me. She always dresses so freaking cool, and I'm terrified to try things out. And also, I get in my head about being like, dress for your body type. Screw that. Dress however the freak you want.
Yeah.
Truly. Mm-hmm. So, I've been wearing some more baggy jeans and, like, baggy sweaters, and I am, like, all legs. I have no torso, and I have, like, an hourglass figure. So, I always was told my whole life that, oh, you need to have something that accentuates your waist. No, the freak you do not. Literally wear whatever you want.
I
feel
like I never follow that rule. And if there's one thing about me, it's like, you don't know what my body looks like, okay? Nobody does. I don't even at this point, because I be switching it up so much. It's like, oh, one day she's wearing a tight shirt and it's like, huh. And then the next day I have on the biggest shirt, the biggest pants. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You never know.
That's one thing I don't follow.
I know. And I literally was for so long was just like, well, this is my body type and I have to do it. And I kind of resented my body type because I was like, oh, I wish I could just wear baggy clothes.
You can't.
Girlfriend, one day I woke up and said, no one's holding a gun to my head. I can wear whatever the freak I want. Mm-hmm. So the outfits I've been wearing, they've been so fun and they bring me so much joy. Good. Like the headband I wore for Thanksgiving, I was like.
So cute.
Yeah. Did Ty's uncle tell me I look like a motorcyclist? Yeah, but, you know.
A motorcyclist.
Like, it's like a weird, like.
A
the
heart,
like the Harley Davidson people wear those when they're on their motorcycles.
Oh, I
keep their hair out of their face. Whatever. And then I've been wearing like hella beanies. But
yeah,
I used to never wear beanies because I was like, oh, they look bad on me. Who said that? Not a single person. You're in your head. So then it was like, and beanies bring me a lot of joy. And then just wearing like a baggier outfit, like the one I wore to H Mart, I literally was like, I feel so good in this outfit because guess what? It's not accentuating my curves.
And you're comfortable.
Oh my gosh. And when you have a kid, it's like comfort. You're going to be running around. Wear something that's
I don't even have a kid and I'm like, comfort is key for me.
Yeah. So that was another thing I like took away this week. I've been reflecting. And if you can't tell, yeah, I'm on my period because I'm having a lot of conversations with myself. And last night I was down in the freaking dumps.
Yes. Rachel was
Guys,
texting
I was not doing
I'm like,
good.
This is your period. This is your period. Don't listen to
I
it.
Know. She's going
to
be like, so maybe some self-tanner. Go
Literally,
get your hair dyed.
Go get your hair done. Get that self-tanner on, girl. Put on a fun outfit.
Holy
you'll be fine.
Cow. Literally. So, anyways. Those were a couple things. I know
yeah,
that was
I
like
agree.
A long tangent for my own, like my single first bullet
no,
point.
No, I love it. I think we talked about so much good stuff. Like, I love that
okay.
conversation.
Anyways.
And I think it's true. Like, literally, guys, if you take anything away from this episode, it's do what you want. Literally, do what you want.
And literally being authentic. People flock to authenticity because
mm-hmm.
so much in this world and in these days is fake.
Yep.
I think one of my favorite things about all my friends is how authentic they are and true to themselves. I'm literally like, I love that about you. Like, you are yourself.
Yeah. And yeah, literally, guys, just do what you want. Frick it, we ball. That's my motto for 2025.
Frick it, we ball. YOLO, we're bringing
YOLO
back.
YOLO back. Let's bring YOLO back.
Okay, what's your...
So this week, I was on my period.
Reagan and I are synced, unfortunately.
Literally, I'm currently... I just finished, so now Rachel started. I'm like, sorry, girl. But the beginning of the week was pretty rough emotionally for me. And I ended up crying to a Walmart employee. And I just have to say, one of the lowest lows, like, I'm embarrassed now when I look back, and I feel like, I can't believe I literally cried to that man, and I feel bad for him. I just want him to know that I'm fine, and it was just like, I was on my period, and I had an emotional day. So essentially, I have a Walmart membership because I hate grocery shopping. You won't find me in a grocery store. I literally hate
it. She influenced me to get one.
I get this from my mom, so shout out mom. Like, literally, I hate the grocery store because it sucks. So, it's so much easier to order groceries to my house, right? I'm lazy. Okay, whatever. I order my Walmart groceries. I just get back from Arizona, so I have no groceries. I have no food. So, I'm like, okay, I do the whole list. I have my plan, what I'm making for the week. I order my groceries. My groceries are supposed to come at 9 to 10. So, I'm like doing my work. I'm working from home, doing my work, and my groceries aren't showing up. And so then I'm like, I still haven't got a text that my groceries are here. So I'm going to just check on the app. I open the app and it's like, we attempted delivery, but we couldn't deliver. So I'm like,
when?
Literally, why didn't you text me? You were here.
And also you had a work meeting. So you were like crunched for time.
And I had to be at a work meeting. Yes. So I'm like, screw that. I'm just going to go to Walmart and tell them to put it in my car. Because they said, we sent the groceries back to your Walmart. So I'm like, okay, so essentially now I'm just doing a pickup order, right? Where you pull up, they bring them out. So I'm like, okay, I get there. I call the person. I'm like, hey, this is my situation. My name's Reagan. Do you have my groceries in there? She's at first like, no, like we don't have your groceries. And I'm like, yes, you do. Let me talk to your manager. So then I talk to the manager.
Hey, Karen.
Literally, I was a Karen. And I'm like, let me talk to the manager. Anyway, the manager comes out. He's like, we do have your groceries. I'm like, okay, perfect. Can you bring them to my car? He's like, yes. So he brings out my groceries to my car, guys. He is at my window with all my groceries. Okay? He's trying to like check me out. Like he has to click a button to like say that he gave me my groceries. And it won't let him click the button because it says my order was canceled. I'm like, no.
But you can see them.
I can see them on my phone. And I say, no, sir, look at my phone.
No, no, but you can see the groceries physically.
Oh, yes, they're right next to me, Rachel.
Just give me the groceries.
Put them in my car, sir. And on my phone, it's saying, your grocery, like, it's not canceled. Like, it's just saying, like, we're going to try to deliver them again to you. That's what my phone's saying. He's like, weird. This is so weird. He calls out another guy. By this point, I have been waiting in the Walmart parking lot for an hour now. Like, I could have been grocery shopping and done.
No.
By the time I get out of there.
Jail.
And he tells me, the manager comes out and tells me, I'm so sorry, we can't give you these groceries. Because it says on our end that your order was canceled, so there's no way that we can show that we gave them to you. I start crying. In that moment, I break down in tears. I'm like, you can't put those groceries that are right there in my car. He's like, no. I start crying. He's like, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. And he's like, do you want me to take you inside and we can check out these groceries, just scan them all and we can bring them back out with you? And I'm still crying. And I'm like, no, like, I have to be at a work meeting right now. Like, I just wasted an hour in your parking lot and now I have to go to work, straight to work. I'm
also, like, yeah, the fact you waited a whole hour.
No, it was criminal. So then I'm crying to him and I'm like, I'm sorry. I was just like, this is just so annoying. And he's like, I know, I'm really sorry, ma'am. Whatever, whatever. And I just drive away. I'm like, it's fine. I drive away and I immediately call Lawrence crying. So anyway, all to say, I did get my groceries the next day delivered to my house. Thank goodness. But literally I cried and I was just like, this is not happening, but it was all because of my period. So that was my Walmart story from this week. But low-key, Walmart delivery is usually amazing. That was just a one.
No, I was shocked. I've never heard a bad experience. Do you tip your drivers?
I'm too broke for that.
Yeah, okay, good.
I feel bad, but I'm too broke for that.
My sister-in-law was like, you don't tip? I was like, they get paid still.
Literally.
And also, Walmart is right next to my house.
Yeah, same.
Truly, there is a Walmart lazy
next to my house as well. And I am
but
also
I'm like, lazy. I'm like, maybe if I was doing huge grocery orders.
This is what I think is nice about ordering groceries is I can go in the store and say I need something random for a recipe, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Noodles,
but
whatever.
Literally. And I don't know where they are. Like, a specific type of something, and I don't know where they are. I'm wandering around Walmart, and I eventually just have to ask somebody. But if I just order it on my phone, I look it up, I click it, I add it to my cart.
I know. And I see myself not buying random stuff that I don't need.
Exactly, because you're not walking around and like, ooh, that looks good, let's try it.
I know. And you saw how West is. I've been a Walmart pickup a pickup girl for like 4 years now. Die hard. And Walmart was doing a Black Friday sale where it was only $49 for the whole year.
Yeah.
So I literally was like, Mom, this is my Christmas gift. Make this part of my Christmas gift. And she was like, slay girl. Because my mom uses it all the time, but she also lives in Idaho Falls and is 25 minutes from the Walmart. So I was like, that's valid.
Yeah.
But with West, when he was a baby, he hated the car. He's way better now. But even that one time, Reagan was with me. We pulled him out and we were just dancing and doing crazy
entertaining
stuff.
Him so he wouldn't
but
go
now
crazy.
It's so nice because I'll be like, the night before we'll run out of milk and Wes drinks a bottle in the morning. And so I just do a Walmart delivery. I wake up at 7 a.m. to go to the gym. Oh, there it is on my porch. Yeah, and now amazing. That it's cold, I'm like, I don't have to worry about it.
Getting literally. It's so amazing. Walmart order is a slay, but this last week it was kind of a process. But
okay. My other update was our Christmas gifts for each other.
Oh, yes.
Regan bought me the most slay of a belt for $10.
Yeah, it was store. So cute. I didn't pick it out. Rachel was like, I want this. And I was like, can I get you that for Christmas? Because I got too many things.
Yeah, and mine was, I got her like a thrifted bowl. Ripple.
Yeah, it's so
and
cute.
And then I drew a little plate for her.
It's
but
so
I was
cute.
Like, this year I've been really trying to do like homemade gifts. And so I was like, mine weren't that expensive. I think the glass bowl was $12 because Savers is getting expensive.
Kind of crazy.
I know. And then I thrifted the glass plate and I drew on it with like a $2 marker. So I was just like, let's just do that. And
it's so cute. I love it. It was literally
and
perfect.
Regan's doing a million like parties this year where you have to bring gifts. So I was like, do not spend money on me.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of favorite things party, which we'll talk about. But I did have a few like, and I was just like, wow, this is really adding up for me, this broke college girl. But yeah, no, it's great. We did our little gift exchange before Christmas, but it's fine. I love it.
I know. And last night we did a My Favorite Things party. Well, Reagan did, and it was so cute.
Yes, I got to throw a Christmas party with my besties, Paige and Bella. Shout out if you're listening. It was at Paige's
cutest
little house that she lives in Provo.
I've never been in that part of Provo. I literally was like, where am I?
Her house is literally so adorable.
I loved it.
Yeah, so we did a little favorite things Christmas party. We each like invited a few friends. Everybody brought a tree and we did a gift exchange. It was so cute. The vibes were so good.
Okay, wait, you should say what you brought and what you got.
Okay, yeah. I brought a really cute pair of socks like that had
so cute.
Yes.
Where'd you get them?
Harmonies. They're so cute. They had they're just white socks but with black bows on it. And I think those for like Christmas party with like loafers. I was like, yeah, these would be so cute. And then Trader Joe's is my fave, so I got the like spray hand sanitizer because the $10 hand sanitizer would be too expensive. The spray one that every girl has. I'm
the
like,
all method one, I think.
Yes. It's
Emily
so
Kaiser.
Expensive. Yes.
Yeah.
$10? No. Trader Joe's spray hand sanitizer, Trader Joe's candy cane body butter.
That
smells
so good.
And then a Trader Joe's candle. That's what I brought. And then what I got was I got gold, like a set of gold hoop earrings, like small, medium, bigger.
Yeah.
Super cute. And then a really yummy smelling perfume
from
Target.
To smell it.
And I should link it because
everybody liked it.
Everybody
liked
it. Everyone was like, wait, this is good.
I was on the opposite side of the room, so I wasn't going to be like, can you throw that over here?
Yeah, I'll get it for you so you can smell it. It smells so good and we'll link that.
Yeah, but Reagan stole it from someone.
Yeah,
what
did
you first open?
I never opened a gift.
Oh, okay.
I stole because I'm mean like that. I stole these really cute makeup bags, and then my friend Natalie stole them from me, which is fine.
I literally was like, those are so you.
I know. I'm happy she got them. If anyone got them, I'm happy it's her. So then I stole earrings and the perfume because I was like, I need earrings. And yeah. I wanted the small ones for my seconds, like how you have.
I didn't realize you had seconds.
I know. They're like closing, so I'm going to have to re-pierce them with that earring this week. So pray for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It was so fun.
What did you bring and what did you
buy? I brought a baggy reusable bag because those are like $14 and the limit was $15 to
$20. Yes.
And then I brought the Scandinavian Swimmer candy from Trader Joe's. I buy a bag a week because I love them.
So
me and Wes,
yummy.
That's our candy.
Wait, and don't you, are you the people that freeze them?
No, I should.
Wait.
I see people
freezes
on TikTok.
Them? Maybe Maya and Cole?
Maybe.
I don't know. Somebody froze
them. I'm gonna try
them,
that now, though.
But they, like, you freeze them or you put them in the fridge. Maybe it's in the fridge.
Oh.
So they're, like, a little cold.
Mm.
Wait, I think it's the fridge. Put them in the fridge so they're, like, a little cold.
Okay, because I feel like freezer would break my
rollers. I don't think it's a freezer. I think it's a fridge moment.
So, I stole a gift. What's the coffee book?
Not the
coffee book. You have it on your coffee table, but it's a
cookbook.
What was it?
It's...
We need to link it because everybody wanted it.
Yeah, let me go grab it really quick.
It's
so
cute.
I can read the title. I got said cookbook. It's called More is More, Get Loose in the Kitchen by Molly Baz. It's so cute.
Have you used it?
I haven't used it. I need to, like, honestly, I got this for my birthday. Daily gave it to me. And it's just so cute on my coffee table, so I have it.
You need to go through and, like, bookmark it.
Wait, that looks amazing. Garlic bread.
That sounds so good right now.
Holy. Yeah, so we'll link this.
Yeah, I stole the book. And the girl wrapped it so cute. She wrapped it in dish towels. Literally, with a bow on top. I was like, that's the most fire gift ever. So I stole it, and then someone stole it for me.
Best idea I've ever seen. Wrapping a cookbook with dish towels. Favorite things party.
Everybody go do that. I'll do that next year.
Literally.
I was like, that's so smart. So I stole it, then someone stole it for me. So I had to open a gift, and I got an In-N-Out gift card. And then I think there was some candy in there or something.
Yes.
And then the girl next to me, she got a Sway gift card. But she's like, I don't, like, my work has free Sway. So she's like, I'm not going to use this.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'll switch you. Because I'm not, like, a crazy Sway girl, but, like, I'll go there occasionally. You should
be, girl. I love Sway.
What do you get?
I get the Super Trooper. It's their energy drink. It's their Reviver. The Super Trooper, but instead of lemonade top off, I get Sprite. And it's so
okay, I'm going to try that this week because I have a gift card. So I did that, and then there were the Sour Patch Watermelons with them. But I was like, slay. So it was so fun, and I honestly loved it. I thought there'd be more makeup stuff. That's why I got a bag.
Me too. I thought there would be a lot more beauty products, and so that's why I did the socks.
I know.
So maybe everybody's thinking the same thing. So maybe some of us need to go back to the beauty products.
I know. It made me feel good when someone stole my gift. I was like,
yes, slay. The Bagu bag is such a good gift.
But it's just something that you, like, I feel like you don't buy yourself, but I use mine all the time. Like, I use them a lot more in Colorado because you have to pay for bags there. Like, grocery bags, you have to pay for, like, every bag there because they're very eco-friendly, kind of like California.
Mm-hmm.
Utah's like, we don't give up.
Yeah.
Obviously, they don't. Look at the inversion going on right now.
They be using plastic bags. Walmart orders, I'm getting, like, 50 bags for a bag with a one little thing in it. A whole bag.
My cinnamon. It's literally in one single bag. And
why are they doing that with the seasonings? Because that happened to me this week with my Italian.
Literally, I'm like, hello?
What are we doing?
Okay, your turn.
I just wanted to say I'm on my Pilates grind. I went every single day this week. And I learned something that is not, I'm sure everybody knows this.
Reagan, might possibly be the last to this party.
I am the last to this party. I'm like, Rachel, I was Marco Poloing her. I'm like, dude, I have been working out every single day this week, and I'm on my period, and let me tell you, I'm not in pain. Like, I'm not, like, sitting on the couch like, oh, my life sucks. Like, I feel great. And she's like, yeah? Like,
literally, they tell you, so here's the confusing thing, is you'll be like, wait, I thought you weren't supposed to work out on your period. You're not supposed to lift super heavy weights on your period.
Mm.
Like, don't be trying to get some PRs. Don't be doing, like, high-intensity workouts on your period. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. But you're supposed to be doing, like, lower weights, which Pilates is light weights, but you're still moving your body. You're getting your heart rate kind of up, but you're not, like, dying.
Yes.
I feel like.
Yes.
Unless you go to the class that I freaking went to, so that was fun.
Literally.
But it also, it, like, your body cramps when you're on your period. And, like, some people get worse cramps than others just due to your estrogen in your body. And so it's, like, it's cramping to remove the lining.
Yes.
In your uterus. Yes. But if you're moving and your blood's pumping and, like, you're cramping, like, you're using your core and your abs, it's, like, doing most of the work for you.
So you'll cramp less.
Yeah, and also you get, like, endorphins from working out, so that, like, makes you feel better and things like that.
Guys, this is revolutionary for me.
I'm like, okay, Reagan, yeah, I found that out in seventh grade.
And Rachel's like, let me teach you something. And I'm like, oh.
I was like, were you not in biology in seventh grade? Or literally. Like, what? No.
I lived in the Bahamas.
Oh. So
I actually wasn't.
They said, YOLO, just go surfing.
I knew nothing. So, yeah, that was great.
That makes me happy, though, you're loving Pilates. She got a Pilates membership, too, so she goes every single day.
I did get the membership. I go every single day.
She's convinced me I need it.
Yes, you need it. I love it so much. So, yeah, that's my other update. I've been on my grind.
Well, and you said something even last night that I loved. Reagan was like, I tried going to the gym to lift weights, and I just don't like it. Like, it's not for me. And I literally was like, just move your body however makes you happy. I know I've seen so many people on TikTok. They're like, I lost 80 pounds, and it's because I followed this girl's dance fitness page. They literally just dance, and it makes her happy, and she's like, that's how I like to work out. I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
If you're not freaking benching 440, who cares?
It's fine. Like, I just
440 feel... is actually effing insane.
Yeah, that's actually on. Crazy. I don't know why I said that. imagine.
I can barely do the bar. What am I saying?
Literally. I did lift the bar this Ooh. When I was in Arizona, and I was like, oh, wait, so I'm strong?
And Lauren no. said you're stronger. You're like, I am.
Literally.
I am stronger.
Yeah, so I agree 100%. You have to find a workout that makes you feel good and you happy, and that's all that matters. Something that you enjoy, and I found that hot Pilates is something I really enjoy, and so it makes me feel good, so I'm gonna go. And I'm, like, I wake up and I look forward to getting to do that, so yeah. It's, like, really awesome. And so that's what you need to do, whether it's walking, whether it's on your walking pad in your house, literally watching a movie.
Guys, I got a walking pad when I was pregnant. Because I was working from home, and I was trying to move my body when I was pregnant, because I didn't want to get pregnancy butt, where you sit down all the time, so your butt goes away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I didn't want to get that. And it's just good to move while you're pregnant, and in the wintertime. So, but I've been using it and watching, and walking while I watch Christmas movies at night.
Yeah, that's so smart.
So it's like, I'm trying to get my steps in. Mm-hmm. But also, on the warmer days, me and Wes, now that the sun sets at 5:30, we'll go at 4:30, like, after he wakes up. And there's a track by my house, and he loves to run around it. So, on the days that I'm just not feeling it, I do try to just keep moving my body.
Yeah.
So.
That's all you can do, ladies. That's all you can do.
Do you have anything else? Any other updates?
No.
That was everything. What did you do? Have, guys, I have this meme I have to show Reagan. I wanted to show it on the podcast. I saved it. I haven't even sent them to her. But there is this meme. I'll share them when this podcast goes up. But it's the Muppet. It's this Muppet, and he's making the funniest face, and I have to read them to you because, guys, highlight of my week have been these memes. They make me laugh so hard.
Wait, I can't wait.
Okay, this is what the face looks like, okay? I'm going to read these to you.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get through these. Holy crap. Okay, that one night when I was in high school, and I...
What?
Okay, that one night when I was in high school and I decided to try an olive oil mask for my hair since someone laughed at my hair and said it looked like hay. And I was like, we've all been there doing the DIY hair mask, okay?
The DIY lip masks, the face mask. I'm like, Mom, why are you letting me put that on my face?
Literally eggs and honey in my hair.
I'm
like, why? Why is it putting raw egg anywhere on my body?
Literally, I'm like, we're trying to DIY too hard.
The OG, like, Aspen Ovar fans know when she was posting our hair tutorials.
Yes.
Or even, like, the Amber Filler Up. Anyways, okay. After I soaked my hair in oil, I saran wrapped my head. I went down to the garage.
It's still going. I thought that was it, but we're still here. Okay.
It's so long. I went down to the garage to get a drink out of our fridge. I put way too much olive oil. It dripped everywhere. The bath became an oil slick.
No.
Suddenly one of our
cats. Oh, no.
Suddenly one of our cats jumped out, frightened me, and I went flying on the oil. I slammed into the door and passed out. I woke up in complete darkness. The lights were on a timer. I panicked. I didn't know where I was. My phone was dead. I tried to stand. My legs were completely asleep.
Oh, my God. Where's your mom?
Wake up if I sneeze too loud. What do you mean?
Literally, where's your mom?
She goes,
I'm scared.
What? I tried to run to the door. I slammed into so many things, knocking them over, making tons of noise, and screaming, where is your mom?
Literally.
I finally got to the house door. I opened it and set off the house alarm. My family had gone to bed, and I said it. I tried to type in the right code, and I didn't. I was so confused. I made my way as fast as I can to my room. As soon as I get upstairs, the full burglar alarm starts blasting. I've never heard it before. My dad jumps out in front of me, only in his underwear, wielding a titanium baseball bat. We both scream. He's pissed. He turns the alarm off. I go, wait.
This isn't real.
No, I'm literally in tears, guys.
Guys.
I go to my room to lay down a towel.
What? Oh.
Sorry, holy crap. 15 minutes later, I hear noises coming from my door below the bedroom. I look out the window, three men in all black with flashlights trying to pick the lock.
Wait, what? Now people are actually breaking in?
I have to wake up my dad again. We're being probed. Turns out it was the police checking out the alarm trigger. They were already in the neighborhood due to a water line break. My dad is pissed.
My dad would disown me. My dad would disown me, bro.
Shane literally would kill you.
Literally.
Okay. By this time, I have to be up in an hour. I don't sleep. I listen to the winter storm outside.
How is your hair?
My head is soaked in oil. It's time to wake up. I run to the bathroom to rinse out the oil out of my hair. Because of the water line break, there's no water.
No!
I go to school with a Saran hot tech. I am literally in full tears, guys.
I would stay home.
Also, slick back bun, anybody? Like, first of all, why did you put that much
over here? It's the fact that the alarm goes off, her dad thinks they're getting robbed, he comes out with a bat, she's like, oh, sorry, she goes to bed. It was me, sorry, she goes to bed. Then she gets-
sees people breaking in, if the police, water line, because the water line is broke and they heard the alarm go off. I'm literally-
Wait, there's more. No!
This is the face. And the sound is so freaking funny.
Wait, play it.
Guys, in reading this last night.
That sound is actually so funny.
I literally last night, mid-depression about my body for no reason because I'm on my period. And then I'm reading these and I was like, suddenly I don't want to die. There's so many more. I have two more saved. I have to read these to you. In a toxic relationship, crying every day, but also... love him so much, so I start seeing a therapist. Therapist and I talk for months and months exclusively about him, always him, and only him. One day, I realize she's heard so much about him but doesn't even know what he looks like. That's crazy. I look for the best picture I have of him. It takes a minute. When I turn my phone to show her through the laptop camera, she looks, then immediately turns her head so I will not see her face. She collects herself, turns back around, looks me dead in the eyes, and she says, "Are you being serious right now? This is what he looks like? This is the man you've been crying about for over a year. Me realizing my man is so ugly, I just made my therapist break the fourth wall. I would die. I would quite literally die. Everyone said, I thought you were going to say it was her son.
Literally, I was literally like, that it's the therapist's son.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually so funny. I'm dead.
Okay.
That would be crazy. That would be so humbling.
I know. I have this one. I thought this wasn't real. But she put proof that this is a real story.
Okay? This is real, okay.
This is so real.
I'm scared.
She has proof. My face when I was 11. It was the 4th of July and I was at my grandparents' house in Oklahoma. I wanted to help my grandma make cookies, but she told me to go outside and play before it was dark. And the whole trend is like, my face before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, my face because I was so upset, I couldn't help, so I went outside with my brother to ride bikes. He suggested we go to the county road we weren't supposed to even go on, but I was so upset, so I went. We went about a quarter mile to this massively steep hill. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm gonna start laughing again. That was probably at a roughly 45 degree angle and scary as hell. My face when he dares me to go down it on my bike. I didn't want him to make fun of me, even though I was scared.
No.
To make me less scared, he went first to show me it wasn't scary and rides off to the MF sunset. So I say, F it, and go down. Not even 5 seconds go by before I hit my front brake and accidentally flung myself over the handlebars. Since I gained so much speed in such a short amount of time, the entire road is pure gravel and rocks, by the way.
No.
I passed out for maybe a minute. Don't even really know how long. I was still alone because my brother just decided to journey off. Confusing after I woke up, I realized I'm in the middle of the road and have no idea what happened. I see my bike broken in half in a ditch 20 feet away. I realize it must have fallen down the entire hill. I felt dazed and looked down and literally could only see blood. I was wearing shorts and a tank top. I started to freak out a bit because I had never seen...
How old is she? She's little.
She's like, I think she said she was like 4, or she was like 10 or something.
Okay.
I started to freak out because I'd never seen so much blood, but I felt fine, so I was literally confused. It was adrenaline, by the way.
No.
I decided to stand up since I'm literally...
the road.
Still alone. As soon as I used my arm to push off...
No, Rachel. You have to read that again. You have people on the bike.
It snaps and out.
Guys. Wait, this is so sad. Why my god.
Sorry. As soon as I use my right arm to try to push it off the ground, it snaps in half.
Guys.
Literally in half, I hurt the ground.
No! Where is her brother?
I saw the bone try to break through the skin.
I don't want this. I can't listen to this, Rachel. No. No.
I started screaming so loud for my brother because I had no idea where he was. I felt like I was on the ground. Sorry. Clutching. I can't even speak. Guys, this is so bad.
Dude, you guys. Rachel's crying.
I'm not even halfway through the story. This is the craziest thing I've ever read in my life.
Wait.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Wait. Woo. Okay.
I fell onto the ground clutching my spaghetti noodle of an arm. It's just dangling around at this point. It hurt so bad I couldn't stand up, so I just kept screaming until 2 minutes later my brother finally shows up. His face, when he sees me covered head to toe in blood and freaks out, he rides his bike back to the house immediately without so much as helping. Off the road first. I'm sobbing and crying in so much pain in the middle of the road for maybe 5 minutes.
Yes, she's so little.
When I hear a truck.
No! No, Rachel, this cannot happen.
But I think the truck is my grandparents coming to rescue me, but it wasn't. Keep in mind, I'm in...
No! This isn't real.
Keep in mind, I'm in the spot I'm sitting is around the corner, so the truck did not see me.
No.
As he was flying.
Oh, my gosh.
Speeding. My life flashes before my eyes. Again, as he narrowly misses me and then has the audacity to honk at me, a child soaked in blood, crying helplessly alone in the middle of the road, and keeps driving away, not even bothering to pull over and call an ambulance. The audacity of that man.
Literally.
When I see the neighbors, my face when I see the neighbors very aggressively pimple Nyx, who hates kids, staring at me from a few yards away menacingly.
If she gets attacked by a
he starts attacking me. At this point,
attacking?
I accepted my fate. I already watched my arm snap in half and almost got flattened by a truck. Now I'm flailing around while the dog is attacking.
Rachel, I cannot.
Well, I'm already a screaming mess.
This is terrible.
My grandparents face when they come find me and have to tackle the dog away because he had my broken arm in his mouth. And was talking at it. They have to carry me into the car. They drive me to the hospital. Pets.
No.
But at the speed of a snail, because they didn't want to hit bumps and hurt me more. I was literally having to hold my arm to keep it from flailing around like a noodle.
No.
At this point, I'd seen my reflection in the window and see gashes all over my face, realizing I was covered in blood like everywhere, and I couldn't stop crying. I passed out again before we got to the hospital, and I woke up surrounded by nurses and doctors cleaning literal rocks and gashes all over me. They told me I'd broken my arm completely in half and would need surgery to be able to set it and put a rod in it. They told me I broke my nose and fractured my left wrist too, so I had surgery for the first time. Oh, she was 11.
Oh my gosh.
Woke up to both my arms in casts, face wrapped in bandages, stitches covering most of my gashes. I could not move.
All because her brother dared her to go down the hill.
I know. The doctor told me I would never be able to play softball again without physical therapy, which we couldn't afford. My dreams were crushed. I started violently throwing up blood and gravel. They thought I had some sort of internal bleeding, but no. I had swallowed so much of blood from my nose bleeding and biting my tongue that I was throwing it all back up. So I'd swallowed a good amount of dirt and gravel and swear I tasted for weeks after.
Rachel...
My parents drove 3 hours to come see me, and the first thing they decided to do was be mad at me for going down the hill in the first place. Didn't even get a hug or thank God you're okay since you just went through 3 different near-death experiences in 5 minutes. I hate it here. And literally, someone said, I don't believe you. Look, that's her arm. Broken in half. And that's her face after the dog attacked her.
Guys, this is...
And guess what? Her arm didn't heal right, so it's bowed. Forever. I know. I will link this story so that you guys can see the photos.
I would be pissed at my brother. Like, why'd you dare me, bro? I'm 11. Of course I'm gonna do it. Why'd you dare me?
Quite literally.
Oh.
Also, okay, last one. This is really quick. My male...
Oh, no.
My male 8th grade history teacher after I walked into class and told him I was queefing all morning and that's why I was late. She said, I thought queef meant throw up and I was sick that day. Can you imagine telling you?
No.
I told Tyler that and he was like, I would die. As a guy.
No. Did not believe that.
Sorry, I was bawling my eyeballs out. Guys, tears rushing down my face.
Yeah, Rachel was actually not well.
Holy freaking crap. That trend is my favorite thing ever. If you guys find them, please send them to us.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But also, like, I feel... Like, the one before about the hair mask and the people breaking in, that's just actually hilarious. But
I kind of feel bad
for the girl. Like, her arm... Like,
the fact that...
I can't imagine the amount of pain. I can't believe the dog came.
How did... The dog... I was like...
dog attack.
Okay, also, the guy... What happened to Good Samaritan?
If you saw a young girl covered in blood,
and you honked at her because she's in the room.
At this point,
what do you think she's playing? Freaking Civil War? You think she's playing Civil War just dead in the road?
She's just playing.
Like, get out of the road! Like, you think that was roadkill and you're honking at it? Like, that's an 11-year-old girl. And then you leave her, you feed her to the wolves. And by wolves, I mean the pit bull.
That hates kids. Playing Civil War is
also, sorry. They live in Oklahoma. They're probably playing that.
No, it's just so funny.
like they live in, like, of course this is happening in Oklahoma. Like, I grew up in Dallas. And I'm like,
holy crap. The people attacking you.
No, like, three of you. And then the parents being mad. I'd be like, are you okay? Bawling my eyes out.
Oh man, guys.
No, and she literally talked about, like, in the caption, she's like, deathly afraid of pit bulls.
Yeah, of course.
Can never go on a bike ever again.
Of course, you'd be traumatized. Like,
and
literally.
She said her arm is so weak, she can, like, barely pick things up with it now because it healed wrong. And I'm like,
bless her.
As the brother,
that's just actually
I'd
a traumatizing
him.
Experience.
I'd sue him. Wait, but I think the reason I was laughing so hard is, like, something similar happened to me. Not the truck driver or the pit bull. But I went down.
Did you break something?
There was this crazy hill by our house, similar. And the reason I was laughing is only because I was like, I can kind of feel a quarter of her pain. But I hit my brakes 5 seconds into it. My sisters dared me to do it.
Dang it!
And that's what the scar on my chin is.
Oh, did you split your chin open?
So I hit the brakes, and of course you go forward, and I landed on my chin. And I scorpioned. Isaac, my brother Isaac, literally said it was the funniest thing he's ever seen. But he also felt bad.
I'm sure he's probably scared.
I was six.
Oh.
And I did not get on a bike for so long after that.
Yeah,
so, like, valid girl.
Literally, I would be terrified.
But it was so bad. They were, like, they were picking pieces of gravel out of it, and they couldn't do stitches because it was so bad and it was so close to the bone. So they couldn't go through the skin. There was no skin to go through.
So what'd they do?
They glued it. And all I remember is my mom getting me the sour Shrek Skittles. Because it was, like, promo for Shrek 2. I remember sitting there with my big bag and being like, my mom's like, if you're good. I'm like, okay. And it was on a Sunday, and my parents were like, we're not doing bike rides on Sunday anymore. I was like, what the heck? I was like, sorry. My sisters low-key hated me because I ruined the Sunday bike rides for them.
You're like, sorry. Yeah, you dared me to go
but
down the
I low-key
hill.
Related to that. My mom and dad were like, we were shocked you didn't break your arm. And
that is true.
I remember,
at least it was only the scratch in your freaking chin.
Well, because I scorpioned. What else is going to hit there other than my freaking face?
At least.
And they were surprised it wasn't like
I was going to say,
road
at least
on my face.
Road rash on
no,
your
just
face.
My chin. And they were like, it's even better because it's, like, tucked under. You can barely see it.
Yeah, literally.
So, that's sorry, crazy. Girl. I feel bad for you.
Oh, wow, guys, what a way to end this episode. That was crazy. Hopefully you guys laughed at that.
I know.
That's insane.
Thanks.
Literally insane.
Thanks so much for relaxing and rewinding with us. Sorry I got you guys hyped up at the end.
Hopefully
you were laughing.
Yes, I'm sure they were. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.